Welcome back to another J-Core Audio Journal. I'm Randy Eccles, and we've got our team here that is working as part of a healing grant on representing part of the community you may not hear from often, and that's the Muslim community. We have Amina Rahman, Hassa Rahman, and Priyanka Deo. Thank you so much for joining us again. This is our fifth edition of this, so it's been 5 weeks we've been working on this project. Where do we stand right now?
I was able to join in on the first interview with some community members. It's definitely interesting to see how, like, the conversations can start a little stiff and, like, not going in deep into the issues. But as you talk for a little while, people start to get more open. You start to get more to the deep root issues that they have to talk about. I'm going to get some more interviews this week. And
I've noticed, too, you're trying to ask a certain thing, but people want to give like a light answer. They don't want to go into too much depth. As you have a conversation, I'll bring back the same topic again. I'll reiterate kind of what they said and say, hey, can you tell me a little bit more about that? And then they get a little more conversational. One of the interviews, Shaisa Sheikh, who's been a longtime community member, mentioned about some incidents that happened to her kids, how it was addressed by the community and how they were able to work with the schools or other communities where these incidents happened. It didn't come out initially, but with a little more prodding and a little more questioning, it comes out later.
Amina, we had a meeting with the overall group last week about how the process is going, not only for us, but also the other media participating, Illinois Times and Capital News Illinois. What was your takeaway from that meeting?
First, I'm so excited to hear their stories, covering things that I didn't really know about that I've been curious about in Springfield and in Illinois. Also, the pressure's a little more on to get some journalistic aspects, dig a little deeper into how this relates to current events. Can we pull out some statistics or some trends that are happening that can paint a broader picture of how our stories within the Muslim community are significant for the rest of Springfield or for the rest of Illinois?
Priyanka, as editor, how do you help them with that?
I think that we have a system going. These ladies are getting really, really good. I think they're being modest by just trying to dig deeper because I think they already are. We have a rough outline of the pieces that they are doing and the stories that they are working on. As Hafsa said, she had an idea in her head, but then sometimes in an interview, they've learned that it can change, which is very, very common. And then you kind of have to reiterate or paraphrase the question so that it comes back to what you had in your mind. Sometimes a story can go the other way. They're learning about the world of media and communication. Things change by the second, and you have to kind of adapt to that. You still got to put something out by deadline. This is just all part of the learning process. And I'm thrilled at the interviews, the questions, the answers that I'm reading, the transcriptions. We're coming a long way in just 5 weeks.
We got all the prior Audio Journal episodes up. It's now a podcast. If you go to nprillinois.org, you can click on it and subscribe or listen to them on demand.
One of my cousins got very excited when she saw the page. She specifically said, I love how it says the Rahman team.
The other thing we heard about this week, to give a sense of culture, a story of a reality dating show for Muslims.
It should be interesting. With reality TV, there's always the potential to get into extremes, of course. That's part of portraying a community that you're going to want to portray the whole gamut of what's going on. Everybody can take it with a grain of salt and realize that there's something in between that's really the middle ground. I'm sure it'll be interesting for people to see how Muslims go about navigating that sort of thing.
I saw a reality show talking about the gypsy culture right in New York City and how they get married. I knew that they existed, but I never knew their customs. It just goes to show in a local community, Springfield is 120 something thousand people. There's so many different cultures and so many different traditions. And it's really cool that they're highlighted. This happens at the local level too, not just in a New York City. It happens right here in Springfield with multiple cultures.
That's today's Audio Journal. Thank you, team, for joining us, and we look forward to continuing to follow your progress toward the stories you're going to deliver.